Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, let's get to the board brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more. Can we just start with Lions Chiefs, please? The Chiefs are laying 2 to 2.5, depending on where you are. They host the Detroit Lions. Look, this is Jim's world colliding. On one side, the only person who loves the Chiefs more than Jim might be like Andy Reid. Maybe Brittany Mahomes, possibly Taylor Swift. Jim, the Chiefs could be 2-10. He'll tell you they're still alive. They're still good. They're still amazing. And it's juxtaposed against a team that, I agree with Jim's position here, you don't pick against the Lions when they're favored. You don't, because they dump truck teams. Disco, sequin gown, the whole bit. So Jim's two worlds. Wife, side chick. Wife, side chick, they are on a collision course. Their grocery carts are going to run right into each other, and Jim is sandwiched between. Does Jim go, knowing this is a back against the wall, season on the line, got to have it spot, awful loss at home, top 5 home field environment for Jim's Chiefs? Everything would say you bet the Chiefs here. Everything, including no one's betting the Chiefs. Or does Jim go to his side chick's house? Karen, he goes over here and he goes, I know I love the Chiefs, but this is the Lions, bruh. And they bomb everybody. And it's Dan Campbell, and he's going to wheel his nuts into Arrowhead. And I got to disco it up. I just want to sit back and relax and listen to this shit. I've been waiting all week for this game. Jim, what family are you choosing?
Right. It's the team that I grew up rooting for, love in their golden era where they're untouchable, against the team that I've stuck up for in the face of some slippage in Kansas City. And you're right. No one's betting the Chiefs. 86% of the bets are on the Lions. They're the huge public dog of the week hitting the road. So,
and you don't have your starting corners. Woo.
I know. So let me just first say this, and it's not a cop out because I am going to play a side. I think the total is an auto over here, okay?
Ooh. Okay, it's approaching a point in the NFL that we normally bail out on. What is this, sitting at 52 and a half?
If memory serves me correctly. Yeah, it's over a key number. Yeah.
See, you're starting to get to a point I get a little bit nervous. I understand the theory of it.
So the theory is a pretty simple one. Kansas City is stretching vertically, and they are more aggressive this year than they've been in previous years. And the Lions are allowing 10 yards depth of target, the third highest in the league. There will be shot plays. Kansas City
last week, 8 yards per play. They were far more efficient than Jacksonville. They moved it up and down the field.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, I should have won that bet, but Mahomes threw a 99-yard pick six or whatever it was.
No, you don't get it, though. That's part of the head-to-head thing. Don't give me that, because you should have lost your Tampa Bay ticket.
I know, but I got Trevor Lawrence falling twice on the same play, and Chris Jones just, I'm done playing football mid-play. Hey, great, good stuff.
Hyper athlete mesmerizing hair. Say it.
No, but anyway, just the cap on the over. The Chiefs had almost 500 yards of offense. They can stretch vertically. Lions are down two corners and have been given up big shot plays down the field. So I expect Kansas City to score, but I also expect Detroit to score because Kansas City is getting run on this season. Like, that's the dirty little secret. For as good as the D-line has been with Chris Jones, they have underperformed. They're giving up 4.8 yards a carry. Detroit's going to get explosives. They're going to bring that offense on the road and move the football. So I like the over 52 and a half.
All right, number's too high for me. I don't have a great opinion. Let's push the Brussels sprout appetizer to the side. Get to the meat. Get to the main dish. America wants to know, what is Detroit's favorite morning man going to do when his worlds collide? What side are you taking, you squirrely son of a bitch?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as this is a bounce back spot for Kansas City,
no.
It's so true that their mystique is gone. And Mike, you can pat yourself on the back at 2-3. The mystique of Kansas City is gone. Detroit with this group has gone in there before. They are not intimidated. They can dominate on the ground. They're the better red zone team, third in the league, Chiefs 16th in the league. And the Lions, despite being a public dog of all dogs, public as all hell, have broken the rules against the number this year, 4-1. Over the last 3 years, 30-15. They break the rules. They are the exception to all rules, and I'm going to bet the Lions catching 2.5.
We're going head to head. Has nothing to do with the Lions, or I don't think they're good, or you're a hater. They're going to win a shit ton of games, and they're probably going to go to a Super Bowl. This is a spot. This is everything we talk about in the NFL. This is the last stand at the OK Corral. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'll say it, and I believe every word of it. I don't think the script writers are going to let Kansas City go 2-4. I think you'll get the same ref show bullshit you always get, and it always happens when I play against the Chiefs, and I never, never bet the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. Everything screams you got to bet the Chiefs here. Because if they lose, their season is over. And no, I think, yes, it is. At 2-4, you're fucking dead. Stop it.
Mike, who in that division's running away with it? Let's check in on the Chargers, who have like three working bodies up front. Who's running away with this division?
Not about the division. Well, Denver's going to run away with the division. And second of all, at 2-4, Jim, do this. You're Mr. Data. Go look up your playoff odds if you're 2-4. You're not going to like.
I can tell you they're not good, but isn't there any room?
You need to see the number. You need to see it and digest it.
Do you have the number?
Yeah, I'm not going to give it to you. This is your penance for all the Chiefs bullshit you've launched my way. I'm telling you, I'm very concerned just for a week, two or three, when you don't have DJ Reed and you don't have Terrion Arnold. Look, news for you. When Terrion Arnold went out of the game, as much slander as that kid catches, all of a sudden, Ja'Marr Chase explodes. And if the Chiefs, look, 8 yards per play, verticality, the Lions are a really good football team, but you don't go 16-1. You got to lose a game somewhere, right? How about at Arrowhead at night in a desperation spot, Taylor Swift in the house and the league's made the call. The red phone is going to ring, holding where? Number a 00. There is no 00. Ref show. Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, but I'm not picking a game because of some BS conspiracy theory. Like, I got to have more football reasons than
I've given you all the football reasons. You just to disregard them because you're drinking the Kool-Aid again.
No,
the football reasons are awful loss at home, back against the wall. Start right there. Then we just led the episode with highly public teams are getting destroyed. Okay, well, I'm not on that side. Then we talked about verticality. The passing game looks good. 8 yards per play against a very good Jags defense. Look, none of it is a sure thing. But if there was ever a spot to play the Chiefs, this was your spot. This was your moment. You could have peacocked and been like, you're an idiot if you don't play the Chiefs. We got to go ahead, Dad. Won't be shocked if the Lions win, but I'm not betting into the Chiefs, and I do think the league's going to help them. The script writers are going to be out, baby.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that Kansas City can't win the football. We're not going to do this like they can't win. The Lions should win this game. The Lions can go on the road and run the football, possess the ball. They've been getting to the quarterback. The Chiefs haven't faced a real pass rush since week one here. So I'm staring down a possibility of the Lions getting after it a little bit here, and they break the trend. You can tell me I don't like being on the side of the public, and it's a personal preference, but there are spots, and there's a spot to bet against.
Jim bet against a woman he loved. Unbelievable. Okay. How will the Chiefs recover from Jim breaking their heart? How about me being on the Chiefs? That's how good of a spot this is. I got to do it. It's not even a thought process for me. I just have to. It's just what it is. Next game.
All right.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.